This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get the U.S. government's reading on how much our economy grew this winter. Given the weather, probably not by all that much. Forecasts are for about a 1% annualized rate of growth. But on this program, we regularly keep track of alternative measures that go beyond GDP. Chris Honig is president of the State of the USA. That's an outfit. It's working with the government to come up with an online interactive scorecard for how we're doing. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So when this thing is up and running, give me a sense of what you want to measure.
Well, one way to talk about this is to compare it to GDP. And the best way for anybody to really understand that and why we have to go beyond it is the simplest. It's just one measure of a society's success. And so an example of the bundle of measures that we believe people ought to look at would include measures on health, education, criminal justice, a complete set of measures on how we should assess the success of our society.
I'm trying to get a better sense of this in practice. What will we put in our zip code and an outward pop infant mortality or stuff like that?
In practice, if we want to look at how many people have the five major chronic diseases, you might just type in a search string and up would come the most essential data so that you can easily understand it and say, okay, well, now I understand how many people have these chronic diseases in my state or in my country compared to other countries.
It's my understanding this, your hope, Chris, that people go beyond just looking up where they live and moving on. You want people, and not just policy wonks, to use this somehow as what, like a teaching tool?
This is really intended to help the American people. Whether they bring it to a PTA meeting or a local city council meeting, it's good for the public and it's good for policymakers to learn as well as to make choices.
Now, it has been a long road for your project. Your team's been working on this since at least the passage of Obamacare. It's been years. Are you getting close?
Yeah, we are getting close. This has been passed into law. There's a commission that's been appointed by the leadership of both houses of Congress. And it will be a big step forward because the first country that really figures this out in the world, how to define its success and then get that information out to its citizens, is going to win a big prize by getting more people focused on how to make the country a better place.
Chris Honig is president of State of the USA. Mr. Honig, thank you.
You're welcome.